Political conservatives are generally thought of as being in favor of small government, but in other countries, conservative can mean something radically different. Commentator Mickey Edwards explains.
When conservatives gathered in Salzburg, Austria last week, along with a host of scholars and researchers who have been studying the rise of conservatism in the Western world, the one thing that quickly became obvious was that when it comes to talking about conservatism, even people who are all speaking in English are speaking different languages. American conservatism, at least as it has been understood for most of the past 30 years, is based on the premise that national governments ought to be kept as small as possible and ought to leave as much money and as many decisions as possible in the hands of ordinary citizens and their local communities. When one reads about the spread of conservatism in other places, it's tempting to think that that's what they're talking about. Not so. Conservatism in places like Eastern Europe and the Middle East often describes something quite different, a fierce defense of old traditions, many of them based on religious or ethnic identities that divide rather than unite. To a Jordanian, the rise of conservatism meant fear that women would end up losing the advances they've made in entering the professions. To a Russian, the rise of conservatism meant the rise of a fervent nationalism, Russia against the world. To an Eastern European, conservatism meant not the right, but the left, the continued hold on power of former communists. It is heartening for American conservatives to hear about the conservative movement sweeping across so many nations, but as the Salzburg seminar made quite clear, labels are often misleading. While American conservatives have traditionally focused on reducing government power, it is often the conservatives in Europe who argue most passionately for more, not less, government control. The irony is that it is the Americans, not the Europeans, who are changing. Each year, American conservatism becomes more infused with religious fervor, more insistent on prescribed behavior, more fervently nationalistic, more committed to tradition, and less committed to individual choice. 200 years ago, American conservatives, led by Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, broke away from the European model of conservatism. In the end, however, we may be back where we started from.
Mickey Edwards is a former Republican congressman from Oklahoma. He now teaches at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government.